Blog Talk Radio. Una página de escuela de autónomo, tomar esa oportunidad, nos das de servir, glorificamos estarmos presentes aqui, reunidos para te adorar e te servir, Senhor, para recebermos de ti a tua porção. Vem abençoar o teu povo nesta noite, Senhor. Ok, I hope that you can hear me. Espero que me consigam ouvir. Espero que seja tudo ok. I hope that everything is okay. Can you hear me? Give me some feedback on the chat room, please. Ok, thanks. Eu estava orando e por causa disto, porque tudo sempre que Deus quer fazer alguma coisa, o inimigo atrapalha. E hoje vamos ter um programa um tanto quanto diferente, não é um programa dedicado à adoração. Mas vamos trabalhar o nosso conhecimento sobre o inimigo. Vamos ligar alguns pontos do passado com o presente para nos prepararmos para o futuro. O programa chama-se Nahash, que é a palavra hebraica para serpente. Nós vamos estar fazendo a ligação entre os cultos das antiguidades ligados à serpente, com os anjos caídos, com aquilo que se considera ser o advento de Gênesis 6 e com aquilo que está acontecendo, que estamos assistindo a um retorno a todo esse tipo de espiritualidade. Vamos ter connosco um convidado muito especial, que é o professor Verdade, não é o verdadeiro nome dele, mas é uma pessoa que tem conhecimentos nesta matéria, estudou. E para além disso tem muitos conhecimentos, tem ligações que lhe trazem muito conhecimento sobre tudo aquilo que se passa nos bastidores dos governos mundiais, sobretudo nos aparelhos militares. Nós vamos estar falando sobre isso tudo, convido-vos a ficarem connosco, convido-vos também a orar pelo programa, porque o inimigo com certeza não está feliz por ser exposto como vai ser nesta noite. Que Deus abençoe. Estarei dando as boas-vindas aos nossos irmãos americanos para que todos sejamos edificados. E connosco, em nome de Jesus, amém. Brothers and sisters, thank you for your support. As you can see, we are in the beginning of our show and we are already fighting against the dark princes, the dark forces of this world. They are trying to stop what we want to do here. This is not a regular show. This is not to be dedicated to worship God, but to serve and to prepare the army of God with the knowledge of the enemy. For that we have a special guest. It's not his real name, but it's how he is usually known on the internet world, Professor Truth. I have already put a link to his website. He is a brother, a believer, a follower of Jesus Christ, Yahushua, that is dedicated to this cause to expose the enemy deception. And he will be bringing lots of knowledge that he has about the strategies of the enemy. He has some connections with the underground military system of the governments of this world. He has been researching, investigating, and he has a lot of experience to share. Besides that, he has already studied all these ancient cults, esoteric codes, and we will be connecting the dots about the past, the present, to prepare all of us to understand the deep deception that is coming and the ramifications that this involves. The better we know our enemy, the better we can fight. So pray for this show. We'll be having some music before I call our guest. As I said, it's not a praise session. So the music that I will be playing, it's involving us on this team, because this is, I hope, this is will be a spiritual lesson for all of us. I hope that you can feel that our God wants us to go deeper on spirituality, not only on the basic of what we have been taught on the system, the rules of the religions and things like this. No, I hope that with this environment, with this music, we will catch what is the desire, the will of God for this late night session of teaching us, because it's the Holy Spirit that will be teaching about all these things, and it's not easy, as you will see that we could do two or three shows, and it will be not, we will not be enough. But for now, I am glad to have this opportunity to have here Professor Truth. So please enjoy the music, prepare yourself, pray for the enemy doesn't blow this program, and after this I will be bringing our guest. I will be bringing Professor Truth to share with us, because I want to just uncover something. He has been working with people that are traumatized by supposedly experience with aliens, supposedly extraterrestrial, that try to formatting them to the matrix. And thanks to God, thanks to the power of the Holy Spirit, there are a lot of testimonies of people that they overcome the deception with the power of the Holy Spirit, the name of Yahushua. And this is just a part of what we are going to talk in. Professor Truth has been living with these people, interviewing them. So be ready, because I know that it's not easy for everybody to understand, but we must deal with spiritual deception. First they were gods, now they are aliens. But it's all a fallen angelic, the big deception. God doesn't want us to be deceived. This is for the unbelievers. So for that we must be ready. We must understand how deep is this rabbit hole. May the Lord bless everybody. Please keep praying, and we'll be right back with Professor Truth.
Hold on a second. I guess my software is interfering with something here.
This is not
okay. Jose, can you hear me? Well, you have a long delay.
Amen, Abba, Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we have to be together to serve you, to worship you in spirit and truth, and let the truth be spread, because your children need to be full with the truth to overcome all the deceptions that are coming to take the souls to hell. Please bless us, Lord, and guide us with your spirit. Give us the Ruach HaKodesh Yahushua's name, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Brothers and sisters, the reason that I chose this music is because they are connected with the modern days that we are living. All these three or four music that you have heard here belongs to the soundtracks of the latest movies of Hollywood that talks about aliens. And we are seeing this agenda be fulfilled in the front of our eyes, how they are trying to prepare the souls to accept what is coming. These songs, they are beautiful songs, indeed I like, but they are part of this deception. They belong to movies like Oblivion, and more near now, The Edge of Tomorrow. These are movies, they have in common the alien invasions, the future wars that all humanity will have, and how the world is being prepared to accept this life, the extra life. But what I want to emphasize here is that this music, they elevate our spirit, because we are spiritual beings that we have a desire to know what is behind death, and all this is an orchestration to prepare the souls to receive what is coming as an answer to the emptiness of our souls. Not our souls, but the souls of the humanity that don't know Jesus Christ. So that's why I chose this music, because I want you to understand that the enemy is using all he can to enslave, to seduce our souls. This is what we are going to talk with our guest tonight, and you will see that he has a lot of things to share with us. I hope that everything is okay with the connection. I will try to call him live now. Professor Truth, are you there?
Yes, Jose, I am here. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine, and you?
Yeah, very good, very good.
Hey, brother, it's a pleasure for me. It's a great pleasure for me to have you finally in our ranks here. I have been following some of your work. I know that you are a big friend of my friend Zen Garcia. And it's a pleasure for me to have you here, because I have heard and I saw some videos that you have made. And I think that you are the right person, brother, to share with us, to help us to connect all the dots that we are going to talk about here. So, in a sense, I will try to leave you to lead the show, and I will intervene when I think it's important to emphasize some aspects. So, you know the issue that we are going to talk is the Nahash, the whole serpent of the hidden, that being, that seraphim being that seduct Eve and bring all these problems to our world, a world that God wants to restore. So please, brother, give me your insights about what do you know about the ancient cults of the Nahash, and we will then jump to the present days, okay?
Okay, very good. When you mentioned Zen Garcia, brought a smile to my face. Zen is a wonderful brother, and he and I, our research and giftings have overlapped. And as you know, he wrote two excellent books, Sons of God, Who We Are, Why We Are Here, and more recently Skyfall, Angels of Destiny. Maybe for another time we can get into some of that also, because really, Jose and listeners, the foundation of, quote, the aliens, and by the way, they're not aliens, they're fallen angels, and let's just get that out front. But the whole foundation of this subject tonight, the Nakash or the aliens, really has a foundation in the first commandment of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Based on that one commandment, everything we're talking about tonight rests. It goes back to the angelic wars, which, by the way, in other dimensions, time has different meanings. So the angelic wars occurred in the past, they're occurring now, and they continue into the near future as our timeline goes. But anyway, the books that Zen has written, and my research, I go and do a subject called Angel Fall. There's a website called angelfall.com. It's not my site. It doesn't sell anything, but I believe it's very foundational in understanding. So the Nakash. Nakash is a Hebrew word. I think I saw on your website, Jose, that you had done a good job deciding what that is. What is a Nakash? Well, first of all, people, I tried to put semantics in your blog, but it didn't go through. Semantics is very important. Words are very important. And we trip up on words, and the enemy, who is Lucifer or Satan, comes in many names, a dragon, a Nakash, all synonyms for something very similar. But anyway, the enemy has used deception to the extreme, that even the elect not only could be deceived, but many of the elect are deceived. And words like Nakash, some will say Nephilim, some will say fallen angels, some will say reptilians. So I want to set a foundation of terms pretty much up front. Jose has asked me to come on. Some of my background, first of all, I don't speak against politics, religions, people. I don't speak against governments. Follow the Bible on matters such as those. What I do bring to the table is, I will say, eyewitness testimony. Some of my very close friends that I've kind of hung out with have been in the presence of these fallen angels, many of which are reptilians and various forms of fallen angels. And I have many friends like this, and I might have experience in this area, but I'm not going to divulge it. I will just speak on testimony of others for now. I do that so that I don't cross any lines of security. This is a very intense subject because it is reality. What we're going to be talking about tonight is reality. This is not science fiction. And I'm not here to regurgitate what others have stated. There's a lot of good, excellent brothers and sisters in the Lord, and even other secular researchers that have delved into history of different cultures. And, you know, if Jose wants, we can go there. But basically all cultures have a foundation of the reptilian.
Hey, Professor.
One thing I do want to go ahead.
Just let me emphasize something here before you enter on the ancient times, because I think it's important for people to understand what are our goals here. Because there are some people that think that when we talk about the things, we are promoting the agenda of the enemy. No. God says on the Bible that people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And these fallen angels, these entities, the fallen angels that deceive all the humankind, first in the Eden and then later in Genesis 6, Adam, they are still here, okay? We have to understand we must change our mind. We cannot live on a cavern with fear of talking about, even if it's bad things, but they are real. Okay, so first thing I want to understand that what we are going to talk here is what Paul has warned in Timothy. about the problems of the fake science, because we are dealing with angels. I don't know if people understand this, but if you read the Bible with an open mind, you will see that angels, they are from the beginning of the Bible until the end, intermingling with humanity, changing the course of humanity. Good and bad angels, they have powers. They have powers that we don't have. We must get them from God. Okay, but they are beings that were made with that power. They can manipulate energy. They can become like us. They can eat, drink, when they want. Okay, even the Bible says that we must be aware, because sometimes we don't know we are dealing, we are entertaining angels. So this is what we are going to talk here. And please, please stop being afraid of talking about the truth, even if the truth is not what you have seen, what you have learned on the system. You must grow. You must take the full armor of God, and that includes the knowledge of your enemy. We are dealing with angels, and angels can take human bodies, can eat, can drink when they want, and they can also have relations, sexual relations with humans. Okay? So, if you say that you are a Bible believer, please, before come to our presence to try to teach us what is truth, read the Bible with an open mind, not with a religious mind. We are dealing with angels that can take various forms. They change energy. They manipulate energy. They change energy and they change the matter. Okay, so please, I just want to emphasize this. So let's go to the ancient serpents.
Okay, that's a very good point, Jose. I want to repeat it. We need to be aware of focusing on all the rabbit holes, because whoever made that comment is correct. If you spend your one valuable resource, which is time, chasing the rabbit holes of all the wiles of the enemy, you'll run out of time, and you'll never have pursued Jesus Christ in truth, which is the Word of God in the King James Bible. So that's a very good point, that we are going to focus on the enemy tonight, but it is important to spend most of your time focused on the Word of God. So I want to get that out of the way. Also, in 1 Thessalonians 5:21 and also Ephesians 5:11, it says, abstain from all appearance of evil. Prove all things, hold fast to which is good. And then in Ephesians 5:11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So we are actually commanded to reprove them, and if you don't know what they are, then you'll have a hard time doing that. So Jose asked me to get into Jose, is there any specific topic? Because this subject is vast, and we don't have a lot of time today.
I think that is important for make a small resume of all the similar cults that on the ancient times, the fallen angels they developed to asking for blood sacrifices, okay? Because we will make the connection to these modern days, but it's important for people to understand that all the structures that are being found all around the world, the pyramids, all the ancient altars of these demonic figures like Kukulkan, like Quetzalcoatl, and even in China and in Sudan, in Egypt, there was a lot of how can I say, Babel towers, because all of these things, they were portals to another dimension that these fallen angels want to install in England. So I think it's important for you to take us on a journey around the world about this.
Okay. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female. That was the pre-Adamic man. And then in Genesis 2:7, we have the Adamic man. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Earlier I mentioned semantics and synonyms. They do use the word man, which is translated from Adam. But in reality, if you go into the Hebrew, there's two different words used here. One is ish, a beast man, and one is ha-adam. I'm not going to dwell on that right now, but I wanted to set that foundation. There's two different mans in the Bible, a pre-Adamic man.
That's important. That's really important about talking about starting by there, because you must understand that if the Bible is truth, and I believe that it's truth, we are not dealing with the same entity, okay? The first Adam, first man on Genesis 1, he has no restriction. So he can eat what he wants, and he was made to multiply himself. He was made man and woman, and was not on the garden. He was to multiply with full the earth, okay? Adam of paradise, Adam of Eden, was a special man made by God that should rule the land, should rule the world. Okay, because he has the Spirit of God, that was the breath of life. Okay, so it's important to understand this. We are not dealing with the same man. There was a first man, and then there was a special creature that had the breath of God inside. Okay, so if you want to believe what the system says, okay, so you have to just disconnect Genesis 1, okay? Just stay with Genesis 2, because the Bible is not confusing. What is confusing is the system, okay? There is a creation that was to fill all the earth, and there is a special creation from God to rule, painting, a fit extension of God here, to rule from heaven, okay? Please go on.
Yeah, that's a really important foundation. I'm glad you repeated it. And the reason I wanted to bring that up is because a lot of these texts and ancient cultures that Jose has asked me to go into, they may be talking about angels or fallen angels or even man, but you have to keep in mind which one of these man or angels are they talking about, because it can get confusing if you don't remember there's two different ones. The fallen angels continue to this day to hybridize humanity after the flood and have established normal-sized human-looking reptilian species in our time. Our cultures, our oldest text that we know of, at least in this age, which this is a current 7,000-year age, about 6,000 years ago there was Sumerian text, and humans are said to be related in these texts to a superior reptilian race, and a great cataclysm eradicates the earlier species. In the Bible, it was the hybrid race of giants known as the pre-flood Nephilim. Notice I said pre-flood, because Nephilim is actually not the correct term, but a lot of people use it. Nephilim really means to fall, and it's really better associated with the actual fallen angels, not the first generation hybrids. So anyway, God needed to destroy those. In some other texts, in 1945, most people are aware, the Dead Sea Scrolls were uncovered. And later, some Nag Hammadi texts were uncovered. In the Nag Hammadi texts, they tell a story of human creation where the bodies of Adam and Eve were overlaid with a horny skin that was bright as daylight, like a luminescent garment. Now, keep in mind, this is not Adam and Eve of God. This is the ish man and woman prior to Adam and Eve. So that's what I brought that up earlier. It can get confusing. These Gnostic texts can give you some insight, but you have to be careful because they write history from the perspective of the enemy in many cases.
Yes.
So anyway, like I said, these were referring to the indigenous earth man or human of Genesis 1:26. Another thing is the word human. I'm going to be a stickler for words. Words are important. Human, that we've all been told that's what we are, is that's not true. Hugh means serpent man. So human is the serpent man or the pre-Adamic-ish beast man. Okay? So you're not a human, even though you've been told you are. You are a Ha-Adam. Okay? So different texts tell a story about Tree of Knowledge in Genesis. Let's see, later on, I'm going to walk through some ancient texts first, and then I'm going to go to what's really going on. So reptilian humanoids are a recurring theme in mythology, fiction, and especially science fiction. They are described as individuals or races of intelligent or otherwise highly developed reptilian-like beings. They are called reptoids, reptiloids, and some kinds of dinosauroids. However, I'm going to say here that there's fallen angels and there's first-generation hybrids, and those are what I'm going to be referring to as reptilians. All these other things are variations of things that people call but incorrectly call.
Let me try to simplify this for our listeners. What you are talking is the serpent seed. It's the original confusion prior to the fall of the Adam of Eden. God had put an enmity between the serpent seed and the seed of the woman. So it was because there was already a serpent seed. So we are talking about mixing species of the first Adam and animals that God created to multiply on the earth with the fallen angel. This is the real serpent seed that later entered on the lineage of Adam by Cain. Okay? I think, is this correct?
Yes. You have two subjects that you referred to, Jose. The pre-Adamic man did have a serpent seed. It was a fallen angel mixing with the indigenous hominoids prior to Adam and Eve.
Uh-huh.
And then it is my view, and I think Scripture supports this, that the Adam and Eve of Genesis 2:7, once they fell and were put into flesh, into the flesh, that Eve once again was beguiled. And I know some people say it was by Satan, but if you go to the text, it actually says Samael. And so we have to understand that Satan can take on or indwell a first generation reptilian. And or Satan can indwell a fallen angel that takes on its natural form in the physical, which would be a spiritual reptilian taking on physical form. And that is what I think actually beguiled Eve. A fallen angel reptilian in physical form beguiled Eve, and she bore Cain, and that established... Here's why that's important, because prior to Adam and Eve, the serpent seed was with indigenous hominoids that had what they call... ish or beast spirit. They had beast blood. Adam and Eve had the blood of, well, actually Adam had the blood of God. It's uncertain if Eve did or not. I'm not going to debate that. But what's important is the genetics of Adam were not see, this is another topic that's really important. A child gets its spirit or its blood only from the father, its paternal lineage of the blood, not blood type. I'm not talking blood type, but blood,
right?
Spirit kind. Blood, spirit kind.
The father chromosome, right?
It's from the Y chromosome, right. And blood is the only thing that doesn't have DNA in it. So anyways, so the red, there's red bloods and blue bloods. In fact, well, I'm not going to get into that, the American flag, so I'm not going to get into politics, but there's codes in these. Look at the colors, red, white, and blue. Red blood, blue blood, and spirit. Okay, and you have stars on the flag. Stars represent fallen angels. Okay, so anyway, so Eve and Samael bore the blue bloods through Cain, and that became your 13 Illuminati bloodlines, and those would be considered hybrid reptilian bloodlines, fit extensions for reptilian possession. And then the Adam and Seth bloodline were your red bloods or your Hebraic bloodlines. And so you had 13 of those if you include Manasseh and Ephraim. You have 13 Hebrew bloodlines and you have 13 Illuminati bloodlines or bloodlines of the serpent. And they compete and they will be at enmity forever. And because it's paternal transfer, any child born of any one of those bloodlines will have that spirit kind as its blood type. I do believe God could make followers of Abraham out of the stones. So I do believe that it is possible with God to have a blue blood or Illuminati bloodline come to Jesus Christ in truth. However, it's very unlikely.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that, that Jesus said that he could make sons from the stone. So,
yeah, it's possible, but it's very unlikely.
Yes, it is my
Zen and I.
Sorry, just let me emphasize this. It is my personal belief that if someone really wants to be regenerated by God, there are no impossibles to God, okay? So if you are born the Illuminati, if you are born in a family, or when you have a father that belongs to that seed, I believe that the free will still applies to your life, okay? But it's your will. It's our will. After all, we all have some kind of sin that we have brought from Adam, even if not we are not completely born on that seed, but we all have sin. We all have our DNA smashed with that advent that occurred. So it's for us, it's for you, it's for me, and for our listeners important to understand this. It doesn't matter where you are born. It matters if you want to be a new creature, if you want to be saved, and if you want to be submissive to Jesus Christ. This is important for us to understand. There are no determinations. You have a role about your own salvation. Okay, please. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think it's important for me to put people with this understanding.
Okay, Jose, I would just add to that. Zen and I teach predestination in Ephesians chapter 1. According he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. The predestination
I believe is that we have a predestination, have meeting with Jesus Christ. We all, I believe that the Bible is true. God will call everybody, okay? So I believe that if you have some kind of humanity, and I mean humanity in good term, in good sense, if you have some kind of spirituality inside of your body, if you're not just a vessel of energy transformed, if you have some kind of real spirituality inside of you, you sooner or later you have to make a choice. Okay, but not everybody. God knows that not everybody will pay the price, because When one of the things that the system, my brother, and I think this is very important for us to put this as a foundation here. One of the things, the biggest lies, one of the biggest lies that the system has taught us is that once saved, we are all saved. Okay? This is important for us to understand that it's not this. Salvation is not just saying that we believe in Jesus Christ, go to the front of the altar, and then we continue to do the same things. No, this is not the real salvation. It's important to understand there is a price. It's by the grace, but it's not free. It's by the grace because it's a favor of God, but it's not free. People must understand it cost the life of Jesus Christ, and it will cost our life. He let Jesus live in us. Okay, this is important because it's important because I know that what you are going to talk a little bit later on the show, you are going to talk about changing the okay, please go on, brother.
Okay, Jose, you were breaking up there at the end. I don't know if you knew that or not, but
sorry.
You're okay now.
Am I better
you're
now?
You're okay now? Yes, yes.
Okay. I'm just going to say what I said. You are going to talk later on regenerating the DNA, right? And I was saying that for people who understand this, it's important that they understand the salvation. It's not free. It's by the grace of God. It's the favor of God. But will cost us everything. The real salvation will cost our death, our spiritual death, our physical death to Jesus Christ come inside and live in us. And for that, we need to regenerate even our DNA. Please go on.
Yes, I did hear you there.
Okay.
So DNA is important. Let's just talk about that a little bit real quick. There were three, according to most scholars, there were three root races prior to the Adam and Eve, the Caucasoids, the Negroids, and the Mongoloids. It is also important that today there are 72 races. And if you take Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh, the Tetragrammaton, and you do all the permutations and combinations of the Hebrew letters, you come out to 72 variations. In other words, Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh is a code for DNA. And I'm not into Hebrew roots. If you're into Hebrew roots, I tell you to run away as fast as you can. You need to get into Jesus Christ as God in the King James Bible and use, if you're, whatever your heart language is, use that. Jesus says, pray to my Father as Father. He didn't say all these strange names. I call them Hebrew
right.
Phonics, okay? So stay away from that stuff. Whatever your heart language is, use that. Anyway, Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh is a code for DNA, and it represents the 72 variations of species that came from the three root races that started out. So I wanted to get that out of the way. Some of the history for the serpent races, we can go back. Several ancient peoples all over the world have described reptilian beings. These are historical accounts about reptilians. Some cases they were devouring human children, and other tales of serpents of wisdom enlightening humankind. In India, extensive histories exist regarding what they called the Naga, a reptilian race said to live underground and interact with the kings on the surface. Now, a lot of my contacts have been underground and, like I say, have interacted with these things. They're real. They're down there. They're down there now. And the only thing that keeps them restrained are the rules of engagement, the holy angels of God keeping them restrained. Otherwise, they would destroy us. We are in a war, and this is a prison planet, and they are down there. These beings, according to the Indian legends, were said to have once lived on a continent in the Pacific. Some recall that as Mu. Of course, the one in Atlantic, Atlantic, was also another continent. But these particular ones, the continent of Mu sank between beneath the waves. Indian histories also refer to a reptilian race called the Sarpa, who found civilizations, creating the cannibalistic Dravidians, being the source of the Hindu caste system. And this is based on what is called the Draconian caste hierarchy. Dracos are the highest, the purest species of reptilian. They're white Dracos with wings, and they're called the Draconians. But they're still reptilian. They're still fallen angels, okay? Everything we're talking about are the fallen angels. And there's different species of them. You know, you have your tall grays and you have your Nordics. Those are different, quote, species of fallen angel. Now reptilians can shapeshift into any form. So a reptilian can fool you to believe it's a Nordic or a gray, but in reality, there are different species of angel. But the reptilian is the top of the food chain, so to speak. A Nordic race was said to have created the Aryans, and when the two peoples combined, they formed the beginning of the Indian civilization. Ancient Sanskrit text, I believe, also referred to spacecraft and aircraft called Vimana. In India, there's nuclear debris has been found in regions. Now, this was way back, for example, the times of Atlantis was approximately 143,000 years ago. So some people may be wondering about the 7 days of creation. Well, I could take a whole show on this, but you can show that from God's reference of light and light speed using the Fibonacci series, if you slow light down for 15.2 billion years, relative to our reference, it's 7 literal days. So I won't argue that, but science and religion are both correct. 7 literal days from our perspective equals 15.2 billion years from God's perspective. So I got off a little bit on a sidetrack. Now the Hopi Indian. Did you want to say something, Jose?
I was saying just there are no problem. Just try to stay focused on the serpent seed, but because that's important for. I want that our listeners, they leave this show with an idea. It's real.
Yeah, you asked me to
fallen angel and eat their seed. Okay? And this is the enemy. Okay, please go on.
Yeah, you asked me to kind of go over some history and ancient cultures. Basically the reptilians and the fallen angels have been here from the beginning. The Hopi Indians refer to a race of reptilians called the Sheti, or Snake Brothers, who live underground. Then you have the Cherokee and other American Indian peoples that refer to other reptilian races as well as their origins in Atlantis. We can move to the Chinese, Japanese, and Europeans, who extensively speak throughout their history of beings such as the dragons, both physical and non-physical forms thereof. You recall Chinese culture is full of dragons. Sometimes they're called Dracul, sounds like Dracula, and that means devil or dragon humanoids. And you've heard of the vampires, Kappa, and others. The first emperor of China, for example, was said to be part dragon. He was born looking like a reptilian, according to documentation. The Mayans speak of a reptilian species referred to often as iguana men, who descended from the sky to take control of their civilization, teaching them the art of pyramid building as well as demanding human sacrifice. Okay, so throughout the world, in unconnected societies, the belief pervades that a reptilian race lives beneath the earth and interacts with the surface. Okay, in most cases, another race, tall and Nordic in appearance, is described. These were the elves of European lore. Jose?
You're breaking up if you're talking. You're breaking up, Jose.
You're breaking? Uh-oh. Hold on. Still breaking, brother? Okay. People are saying that you can hear me. Can you hear me, brother?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Thanks, God. Okay, I was saying that in Africa they are known as the Shitauri, right? You have heard this testimony by David Icke and Credo Mutlu.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. The Zulu shamans call them the Chitauri.
Yes. So it's all the same seed, it's the same entities, and their children, they are here, they are a species, they are species that we don't know, because they can change, they have powers that we don't have.
Yeah, there's the fallen angels, and then there's the first generation hybrids that also can shapeshift. And the first generation hybrids are the physical form that control the world's governments and countries and nations. If you recall, I said there were 72 races earlier, and there's also 72 demons that are put in charge of 72 regions of the planet. Tom Horn goes into that in some of his books, so we'll get back to on point here. In Sumeria, 10,000 tablets have been found and translated, which refer to an alien race which created a race of humans to work as slaves in Africa, and many know these as the Anunnaki. The royalty was said to be a combination between dragons and humans. Okay, and also this is pervasive throughout cultures. In Australia, the Aborigines speak of a reptilian race which lives underneath the earth and governs over men. The Pythagoras life, there had been events related to serpents, particularly winged and speaking serpents, as well as massive beast called Python, a giant serpent for which he was named. In the Middle East, reptilian beings ranging from what they call jinn, which are actually demons, to dragons and serpent men have been spoken of since ancient times. Now, of course,
right,
they're familiar with the Bible. In the Bible, they call them Nephilim and alluded to as being reptilian. In the book of Jasher, for example, a serpent race is described. Remember, Jubilees and Jasher used to be in the canon of the Bible. The King James Bible, the original King James Bible, had 77 books, the number of God. Today's King James Bible has 66 books, the number of man. Okay, so in the book of Jasher, a serpent race is described. The King Og of Bashan, many remember that in our current Bible. In the book of Jasher, mm-hmm. There's more detail on the King of Og of Bashan, and he's reputed to be a Rapha or giant and is called a serpent. And Bashan itself means serpent in ancient Hebrew. So King Og of Bashan literally means serpent. Okay, so it's right in our Bible.
Professor, can you give us some insight about the tablets they found in the pyramids, tablets of Thoth? I think it's important because there's some reference how they operate amongst the humankind.
I'm glad you brought that up. Now, these are called the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, and Thoth was also another name for Gilgamesh or Nimrod, and Nimrod or Gilgamesh was alleged to be the first one that was genetically altered from a human into a reptilian. How that occurs, we can all speculate. They have very advanced genetic technology, but anyway, Thoth, Gilgamesh, and Nimrod are supposed to be the same entity. And in the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, this is really important because if you remember Psalm 2, the mighty men of the earth rule, and What I'm about to read from the Emerald Tablets of Thoth is how things not only were throughout millennial times, but also how they are today. And here we go. Far in the past, okay, before Atlantis existed, so this is, Atlantis, remember, was about 143,000 years ago. Far in the past, before Atlantis existed, men there were who delved into darkness using dark magic, calling up beings from the great deep below us. Forth came they into this cycle. Formless were they of another vibration, existing unseen by the children of earthmen. Only through blood could they have formed being. Only through man could they live in the world. That's paragraph one. Exactly how things are. Next paragraph. In ages past were they conquered by masters, driven below to the place whence they came. That's talking about the angel wars, when God's angels drove them into the worlds of the underground and into hell and Tartarus. I'll read it again. In ages past were they conquered by masters, driven below to the place whence they came. But some there were who remained. Now, if you remember in the book of Jubilees, Satan petitioned God to allow one-tenth of his fallen angels to remain. So here's it talking about that. Some there were who remained, hidden places and plains unknown to man. That's dimensions. Lived they in Atlantis as shadows, but at times they appeared among men. Yes, when the blood was offered, for they came they to dwell among men. Paragraph. In the form of man, they among us. They can shapeshift into men. But only to sight where they are men. Serpent-headed when the glamour was lifted, but appearing to man as men among men. Listen now. Crept they into the councils, taking forms that were like unto men. So they creep into the positions of power on the planet, and they look just like men. Next paragraph. Slaying by their arts the chiefs of the kingdoms, taking their form and ruling over man. Okay, what this says is they take the humans that are ruling, they slay them, they clone their body, and they take on their form. That's happening today. Next sentence. Only by magic could they be discovered. Only by sound could their faces be seen. Sought they from the kingdom of shadows to destroy man and rule in his place. That's exactly what the reptilian, the fallen angels, want to do. Destroy right. you and rule in your place. Next paragraph. But know ye the masters were mighty in magic, able to lift the veil from the face of the serpent, able to send him back to his place. Came they to man and taught him the secret. Now these would be the good watchers coming to man to teach us, it says the word right here, the secret, the word, which is the word of God, that only a man can pronounce. Only real Ha'adam can speak the word of God. A fallen angel cannot pronounce the word of God. It repels them. That's what this is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Swift then they lifted the veil from the serpent and cast him forth from the place among men. What this is saying is the word of God will unveil the deceptions of the serpent. In the last paragraph of this Emerald Tablet of Thoth, yet beware, the serpent still liveth in a place that is open at times to the world. Unseen, they walk among thee in places where the rites have been said. Again, as time passes onward, shall they take the semblance of men. Okay, everything we're talking about was just captured in that. Go ahead, Jose.
I was saying that this comes from the Hemotap tablets. They were found in 1945, I think, in Egypt. These are ancient texts. You can read on the link that I put there. Remember, people, this is the story by the version of the real fallen angels, okay? This is not scriptures. This is not, I don't believe that we should follow this, but this is real. They were living this. This is the plan of these fallen angelic beings and their seed to conquer humanity. humanity. And Professor Tooth has made a great work explaining the root of the problem, okay? I'm not making this because for fear, because we should not fear them. As Professor Tooth said, we have the angels of God, we have the Holy Spirit, okay? We are overcomers. But for overcoming this enemy, we must understand that this is a real battle. It's an eternal battle since the beginning, okay? And it's still raging. And we'll come again, he will come again with his armies to try to take all the souls he can with deceptions, seducting. So he is creating the problems now. They are creating the problems to bring the solutions they are preparing that will lead humanity far away of the cross of Jesus Christ, of the real faith in Yahushua. And this is the deception. This is the problem. If you are not aware of this, if you don't take this real battle for your soul that will come again, because they are the same, they are eternal, and they have technology that we don't have, but they have, and we will talk about the technology now, because we still have almost 35 minutes, Professor. It's important for people to understand that when you hear about aliens and UFOs, they are real, okay? This is not deception, this is real, because angels are real. So don't be deceived by the system that wants you to make you believe that they are not real. They are real. They are fallen angels, they are demons, and they're children. And a lot of human people, they know already they are here, because they are on the system, they are on the matrix, they are working for them. Even governments are working in his agenda, and the targets will be all they want to follow Jesus Christ. Okay? We will be targets, but we will not be victims if we prepare our minds, our hearts, to be aware of our enemy. Don't be amazing when you start seeing supernatural things or everyday happening, because there is a preparation for humanity will accept them. Even the Pope is doing his job very well. Okay, so the sooner you prepare your mind and heart, not with fear, but with the power of the Holy Spirit, the sooner you will be ready to determine your victory and to receive your reward, that is your real salvation and the salvation of your family in this war that will be raging. Every day that passes will be coming faster to your life, to your house. So, please, brother, let's talk about the technology. So, if you are saying that on the ancient times there were already the Vimana, there were already technology that we don't understand now, it's possible to say that now they have a lot of new gadgets to introduce, right?
Yeah, so let me just say that the entire UFO phenomenon is about the fallen angels and their technology. UFOs are the physical and tangible and sometimes dimensional technology that the fallen angels use to traverse the second heaven. My contacts have been on UFOs. They have taken people from here to Mars for lunch, and this is 30 years ago. There's the entire world is a deception, and again, like Jose said, this is not to instill fear, but you need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ in truth and in faith and from your heart and ask for protection, and you will be just fine, okay? But the technology is real. this has been around for a while. They use the technology, anti-gravitic and time travel and that sort of thing, to get around. We have, we humans reside in, and I say humans, but we're really not technically humans. We went over that, but I'll just use that because everybody is used to it. We humans reside in what is essentially a reptilian sphere of influence. And when I say reptilians, just remember fallen angel. The reptilian symbols are everywhere. They're all around us. Their lordship is all around us. For example, the Washington Monument, and I believe there's a obelisk in Rome also. The phallic worship and yes. the marginalization of the feminine principle have reduced the human race to what it is today, a thundering herd of bewildered sheep. The grand strategy of these reptilians, fallen angels, has been to divide and conquer the human race by exploiting inherent vulnerabilities and weaknesses in us. They've created the religions. All religions of man are not the religions of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has no religion. He is God, period. You don't need religion.
Right.
Come out of her, my people. Okay? The strategy is to divide and conquer in both our personal lives and on a global scale. So if you're having struggles in your life, and you're a believer, you need to gird on faith and prayer because you are a target. The more you have an opportunity to influence others, they will use technology to come against you. Many people on the planet are currently feeling more tired and many more illnesses. Much of these are from the technologies that are being used in your water, in your air. So you have to be smart. And on another show, we could go into some things that you can do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What we are involved in is nothing less than an all-out spiritual warfare on a cosmic and multidimensional scale. This is cosmic spiritual warfare. What is at stake are your very souls. As
right.
spiritual warriors, we must be mature enough to realize that these reptilians and their followers know our weaknesses and vulnerabilities better than we do. Now, the UFO phenomenon is all about what I'm talking about. You can't separate the UFO phenomenon, including abductions and all of the things that go along with that. There's hybrid breeding going on. They're breeding. There's many agendas. That's one thing. There's no one answer to anything. They're taking genetics to breed armies to fight Jesus Christ when he comes back. They're, like Jose said, there's going to be a fake alien invasion that is staged, and then they're going to, quote, save the day and tell us that they are the creators and that they created Jesus Christ. This is all coming to deceive the world. And in fact, what they're doing is using technology to build weapons to fight against Jesus Christ when he returns. But as in Isaiah, I believe it's chapter 5, it says, in the end, good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. Everything is backwards. They will call Jesus the bad guys, and they will claim that they are the good guys to save us. We're being set up for this on the history channels and everything else. But in the UFO phenomenon, abductees experience all the things that these reptilians do. I mean, my contacts have been in the underground locations and seen thousands of blonde, blue-eyed women on tables as breeders, hooked up to technology that is basically producing hybrid human embryos for various purposes. This is all real. It's not to scare you.
Are you talking about the Duke base?
About what?
The Duels base.
Say again?
Underground. The Duels
Which
underground
base?
Duels.
I am talking about a couple underground bases. I'm not going to use any names, but they are bases that people have heard about, and my contacts have been to those places quite extensively, and I know at least two of them that have told me face-to-face the same story of these thousands and thousands of 13-year-old blonde-haired, blue-eyed women that are being used as breeders. And it's a very sad situation, actually. So you can't separate out the UFO phenomenon and this fallen angel reptilian phenomenon. They're all the same thing. It's demonic infestation, demonic possession, sorcery, witchcraft. As unpopular as all this might be, this is what is actually going on. The interaction between humans with the deep black world of the intelligence and security apparatus and the fallen angels who control everything. With these are non-human intelligences, and they have an occult basis which has been is thousands if not millions of years in the making. The war against God has been ongoing for forever, and it's coming to a culmination. It is my belief that the Mayan calendar represented the time that the fallen angels were given to prepare their case for court. So in other words, the 6,000 years approximately of the Mayan calendar, and it just ended because their appeal time is now up. It's time for their day in court. And that's why the gates of hell have literally been unleashed in our time, because at 2012, and our calendars are a little bit off, so it may not have been exactly on that date, but we have passed it now. That was the time given for the fallen angels on death row, is what I call it, to prepare their case for court. They appealed their case. A lot of us, believe it or not, we are fallen ha-adam. You are a fallen spiritual being. That's why Jesus said, I have come to set the captives free. You are a prisoner of war, one way or another. The fallen angels on death row, it's now time for their day in court. God is giving them a small time of reprieve as God and his holy angels prepare to come and settle all of this once and for all. But right now, until very near in the future, and I'm not talking 20 years, I'm talking possibly 3 to 5 years. Some people believe September 2017 is the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 12, which also occurred on Jesus' birthday, which was September 11th, 3 BC. This star alignment is significant. I'm not saying what it is. No one knows the day or the hour. But if 2017 is, in fact, potentially when Jesus Christ and his holy angels return, we are literally at the final minutes of this show. So anyway, Jose, did you want to make any comments?
Yes, I have another guest here called Jimmy Williamson. Maybe you know him. He was saying that there is a politicization of the aliens now. They are playing the old game, good cop, bad cop, just to enslave humanity. And he believes that they will be the next card to be played by the elites, by these children of the serpent. They will be the wild card to be played, the good cop, bad cop. So they are in both sides, in America, on the other sides, in China, in Russia, just moving the peons, right? Just preparing the scenario to the chaos.
Yes. That is correct, Jose. I want to just let everybody know that I am not a dispensationalist, and it is my view that everything about the theology of dispensationalism is a lie from the pit of hell, everything about it. And part of what they teach is that the strong delusion of 2 Thessalonians is, in fact, the aliens. That is not true. Everybody knows about the aliens. It's not going to fool anybody. It is not the strong delusion. The strong delusion is, I want to be politically correct here, the strong delusion is get you to believe that Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross was not sufficient for all people, but the Jews have another salvation in the future because they're special. That is a strong delusion. Okay, so and I'm not against Jews, but the teaching that the Jews have something special in the future and that Jesus' death on the cross was not sufficient for them. They are special. That is a lie from the pit of hell. They are no more special than anybody else. All knees shall bow, and everyone must proclaim that Jesus Christ is God.
I think it's important. It's important for us to emphasize this. This is not against a nation. This is against the same people that crucified Jesus Christ. Jesus said they were children of the devil, okay? And they were saying they were born from Abraham. But Jesus had another view of them. He called them children of the devil, like Cain, that was from the wicked one. And Jesus was very not political correct, okay? Was direct to him. They were children of their father, that was the devil. And they are here, killing the same faith they tried to kill on the cross. They are here manipulating everything they can, in Israel, in another countries. But they are the same. They are the descendant of the Pharisee. They are the serpent seed. These guys have human beings, okay? That's what we are talking here. This is not against the lineage of Abraham. This is not against the Israelite. No, this is against the synagogue of Satan. This is against the church of Satan. What Jesus warned on the Revelation book, they say they are Jewish, but they are not Jews. This is the synagogue of Satan. And that's what we are exposing here. Please go on.
Yeah, and that's an important point. The Jews that are not, Jesus Christ said, beware of those that call themselves Jews, but they're not. So you have to judge them by their fruit. And I don't like to use labels because I like to call them Luciferian Illuminists. And they go by many names. Some go by Jews. Some go by Rothschild. Some go by Bilderberg. They go by different names. So you can't just pin it on one group. It's Illuminati, Luciferian Illuminists by many names. They're Satanists. And many call themselves Jews that are not. So anyway, enough on that. But the reason for bringing it up is because dispensationalism tries to tell you to promote them as the chosen ones, and that's a lie from the devil. And I just want you to know that it befuddles me how smart people follow that. It's just absolutely amazing. So the DNA vibrations are important. The bloodlines, there's wheat and the tares, remember? So what is a tare? Mm-hmm. You'll get a lot of definitions on that. A tare is a reptilian. A tare is a fallen angel human hybrid. A tare is not an unnatural branch. Remember, the Bible says the natural branches and the unnatural branches. That's talking about real people, real people. It's not talking about hybrid alien humans. The hybrid alien humans are the tares. Many of them have no souls, okay? But the unnatural branches will be many of these 72 races I talked about earlier, that get grafted into the Hebrew Adamite bloodline, not the Jew bloodline. The Jews are not the natural branches. In fact, many of the Jews that are not are in fact the Illuminati bloodlines, which are the lineage of the serpent seed. It's important to know that there's red bloods and there's blue bloods, and the blue bloods are your tares, and I really do not believe they get grafted in at all. You're born that way. You're born a tare or you're born a wheat. And Jesus said, I have only come for the lost sheep of Israel. Now, an unnatural branch can get grafted in to become Israel, which always has meant the people of God. And in our time, it means the people who proclaim Jesus Christ, who is God, as their Lord. That is who Israel is,
right?
Not the nation in the Middle East that worships the devil, okay, or Molech, or...
Right. Even
the star
even, even the sorry, even the flag of Israel now has been hijacked by these serpent seeds, okay? Because what they have on their flag, on the Israel country flag, it's an occult symbol. It has nothing to do with the Torah. That comes from the Kabbalah, from the Talmudic, from the magic, what we were talking. You can check on the internet. If you don't believe us, and you better don't believe us, look for yourself, and you see the symbol of Israel, what they call the Star of David, that you don't read this on the Bible. You will see this in India, in the temples of India. You will see in Islamic synagogues or mosques. You will see this symbol all around the serpent seed places. Okay? So this is an example of how hijacked has been the truth. Because if this serpent seed, they were there, sitting in the seat of Moses, as Jesus said, on Jesus' time, imagine now, who really rules that land? Okay? So, I am not speaking against the Abrahamic descendants. I am not against the Israelites, or the Jews where the salvation came. No, I am talking about the usurper. I am talking about the fake God's people. We can only see the fulfillment of the prophecy when Israel, all Israel, start following Jesus Christ, start accepting Him as the real Messiah. Until there, careful. Careful with the agenda of this political Israel, who was formed by the will of the Illuminati. So please, brother, go on.
Yes, and I like to keep things simple. On my site, simulatrix.com, I have a couple articles, and one is called There's Only Two Sides. As we talk about reptilians and the ancient angel wars that it resulted in the fall of Lucifer and many of his reptilian fallen ones, if you go to the planet Saturn on the North Pole, there's a hexagram. As Jose was saying, the flag of the secular nation of Israel is a hexagram, and the flag and the symbol of America is the pentagram. Well, what the devil has done is taken two holy places and defiled them. Israel of the Old Testament was, in fact, God's location, the God of the Bible. And the devil has now defiled it, and the two prominent symbols of Satanism are the hexagram and the pentagram. Okay, so on the beast and the false prophet, the beast spirit is apostate Israel, and the false prophet spirit is apostate churchianity or started with Catholicism and has moved to all the daughters of the harlot, which are the Protestant religions. They are the false prophet. You have the beast and the false prophet in apostate Israel and apostate Christianity. Okay? And you have the hexagram representing one and the pentagram representing the other. The hexagram, as I mentioned, you can go back on the North Pole of Saturn and see that the North Pole of Saturn has a hexagram on it. This was one of the base stations and staging areas of the devil and his minions during the Angel Wars, and it's still there. You can see it on my website. So there's two sides, there's two bloodlines, there's two kingdoms, there's two spirits, the Holy Spirit and the Anti-Spirit, Spirit of the Devil, Serpent Seed Spirit. There's two religions, Jesus Christ in truth and everything else. There's sheep versus goats, wheat versus tares, Christians versus Luciferians. So America and Israel, the secular nations, I'm not coming against the politics or the governments, but the spiritual nations, the spirit behind America and Israel are the spirit of Lucifer. And here's what's interesting. America is actually a spiritual Israel. America means kingdom of my people. America is a regathering of the Hebrew bloodlines, and it now has been defiled. Just like Israel at one time was the original Hebrew bloodlines, and it now is defiled. Very few understand that. They believe the 1948 Jews to Israel was a fulfillment of prophecy. It was not. The Israel of today is a bad fig parable. It has nothing to do with the Israel of God, which was America regathering of the Hebrew people, which spread the gospel along with England and a few other places, but primarily America, because it literally means kingdom of my people. It got defiled to mean land of the feathered serpent. So that's important to understand, that the devil defiles everything holy. Jose, did you want to add anything?
I want to add that we only have a few more minutes, brother, but I think this show will open doors for our listeners, and of course that I want you to come back to join us again. Our time here now it's not enough to go so deep as I really want to go, because there is a lot of things that we connect. First, I will end this show with two thoughts that I want our listeners keep them, because when you come back again, and I hope that you can come back soon, we will go on by them, by starting on these thoughts. First, when Moses went to Egypt to free his people, there were some miracles there that the magicians of the Pharaoh, they did. So when you read the tablet, the tablets, you can see that we are not talking something that the Bible doesn't express. There were magic there. There were magic there, and powerful magic. There were some signs they could imitate God's power. Okay? We are talking about this. We are talking about these Nephilim seed who were already there, fighting against the program of God, the will of God. And before I ask you some final words, brother, I want to have our listeners understand this. We are talking about spirituality. Religion teaches to wait for the eternal life after death. Spirituality, that's what Jesus taught, teaches to find the eternal life here inside us. For that, you must understand what Jesus said, that our body is just a dress for our real being, for our spirit, for our soul, for our conscience. We will go deep on this, because if you want to be an overcomer on the next years they are coming, you have to understand this. You have to take your spirit real serious and understand that you cannot fight against spiritual beings with your reason, or with the things that the system, the religious system, has taught you. You have to develop your spirituality, your kingdom inside of you. That's what Jesus said. Our body is just a dress. You are a spirit. You are a conscience inside of a vessel, of a manipulated vessel by the enemy. The flesh will not enter the kingdom of God. Okay, so what we are going to, maybe on a second show, I hope you accept my invitation, we will be talking about this, because being spiritual is the goal of the Holy Spirit inside of you. You have to start developing your relation inside of you with God that is inside of you. But what the Matrix says, no, church is a brick building. We must go to church. We must go and follow the rules of the church, okay? As if you are not church. But careful. Even the language, it's a program. Even the words they use. A lot of them don't know, but they are formatted by the Matrix. Brother, I am inviting you to come back soon, maybe until next weekend. I hope to have you back. If you want to accept, please, you are invited. Some final thoughts, and I think for now it's enough. Please give me some final thoughts, and we can go on next show.
Okay, thank you, Jose. Yeah, sometime I'd really like to get into angel fall, because without an understanding of who you are and why you're here, a lot of this will not make sense. But when you understand that you, in fact, are a prisoner, you are a captive, you are in enemy territory, and all the reptilians and fallen angels we've discussed tonight are your enemy, and they stay out of sight. When you understand that the Bible is a compendium of knowledge depicting an angelic rebellion resulting in prison planet Earth, the sad fact is that humanity as a whole, in its ignorance and arrogance, is assisting the evil one in the establishment of his counterfeit empire. We have allowed these creatures to come in and possess the body of humanity by rejecting God's truth and believing their lies. So the truth will you free. Our enemy is spiritual. It is not human. And the Bible exposes it, starting at where I began this time with you all tonight. I said, we are going to start with the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Praise Jesus.
Amen. Praise Jesus. Praise Yeshua. Thank you, brother, for coming. I hope to have you back next week, if you can. It was a great pleasure for me to have you finally with us. You are most definitely welcome. Thank you for your insight. I invite you, brother, and you all, my listeners, my brothers, hear this song. We will end the show with this song because I think it says everything that we have talked tonight. It's not a worshiping song, but I think it's very, very, very good for the show. God bless you all, my brothers and sisters. Keep praying for us. God bless you.